WK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The Senate has kicked off a vote-a-rama on President Trump's massive tax and spending bill. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says his party plans to bring amendment after amendment after amendment to the floor.
Today, Senate Republicans have to decide. Choose the American people or bow down to Donald Trump and his coterie of billionaires.
Jerika Duncan is covering the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs. The jury has begun deliberating.
Prosecutors have argued that the 55-year-old rapper and producer was the leader of what they call a criminal enterprise that forced women into engaging in sex acts.
Wimbledon is underway as a heat wave bakes the UK and Europe.
It's really hot. Over the last couple of 3 days, it's just getting hotter.
Paris has been put under the highest heat alert for tomorrow. Temperatures there could reach 105 degrees. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Flags across Wisconsin are now flying at half staff. Governor Tony Evers issued an order to honor Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder, who died in the line of duty. The 32-year-old was responding to a shots fired call last week when he was shot. His partner was wounded and is expected to recover. The Milwaukee Police Department released a social media video today featuring Officer Corder.
Hey, I'm Officer Corder, District 2, Milwaukee Police. I'm a police officer. I love being a police officer. It's an exciting job. It's never a dull day. Never know what's going to happen.
The suspect, 22-year-old Tremaine Jones, has been arrested and is likely to face homicide charges. The flags will remain lowered until sunset tomorrow and again on the day of Officer Corder's interment. A work action in the Fox Valley has come to an end. Lisa Hale has more.
After 3.5 months of striking, picketing in the rain and snow, and negotiating, United Auto Workers Local 291 and Cummins in Oshkosh have come to an agreement ending the months-long strike. 85 union workers will return to work on Monday, July 7th, making diesel fuel engines and generators. Ryan Compton, UAW Local 291 president, said the workers don't get much in the way of raises, but they did settle the question of mandatory Saturday shifts, agreeing to only one extra Saturday for inventory. But that's it. The Cummins plant in Oshkosh employs 129 people, while globally, it employs around 75,000 workers.
The Fire and Police Commission in Milwaukee voted unanimously last week to reappoint Jeffrey Norman as chief for another 4-year term. Some community activists raised concerns about police accountability during the public comment period prior to the extension. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a 3-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor McGill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We are back here on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff Smith, sitting in, honored to do so. This Tom Show, this is your show. And I appreciate being here. Let's hear from Pat from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I believe that's the correct pronunciation. Go ahead, Pat.
Could be. Hi, Jefferson. Hey, I don't even know where to begin. I'm pretty thrilled about being on the air because... I can give you an idea. The namesake of the show referenced me last week when he said Clintonistas, and that would be me, and that should tell you a lot. What I want to ask you is, are you familiar with not the rift, but rather the huge, huge chasm between a moderate, a centrist like me, and you, and the namesake, and all of your listeners? Are you aware of that? And further, more specifically, I would like you to address the anti-Semitism of each and every squad member, of the namesake of the show, perhaps yourself, and this guy Mondavi, who's going to go down like he's going to go down like a SpaceX rocket. He's going to blow up on takeoff. He's today's Andrew Yang or Vivek Ramaswamy or Herman Cain if he was still alive. He's got his 15 minutes of fame. Whether it's anti-Semitism, which he is, or whether it's socialism, which has destroyed the Democratic Party, destroyed two female presidents. It's your party, Jefferson. It's you.
All right. Look in the mirror, bro. So I hear you've said a couple of things that I need to respond to. I don't know if I need to, but it probably seemed worth supporting. What do you care about? When you say you're a centrist, what's a central value that that keeps you up at night? What do you want to make sure the country's doing better than it's not doing now?
I've been 65 years old. I've been a civil rights activist since 1986 when I was 26. I'm a white male, born Irish Catholic, no more religion, but still Irish. In any event...
So I heard civil rights. Bear with me for a second. I gave you a chance. Let me ask a couple questions. So I heard civil rights. We're in full alignment on that one. When you hear socialist... And on the anti-Semitism stuff, I'm not gonna broker a critique of me as an anti-Semite. That's not like you don't know me. You don't have anything to base that on. That's hogwash.
Well, I've
responded to that even more than I should have. Like that's a slur that is used to disguise other things. I just want to set it to one side. If there's a thing we should talk about, I'm happy to. But I do want to when you painted a bunch of people with the same brush, and I think it's people that you're frustrated with, and I hear about the rift, and I want to say something about that. I want to respond to that. But first, I want to say When you hear the socialist thing, oh, they're a socialist, and that's why it's bad. What's the piece of that? What's the policy area that you particularly think is stupid? You think it's wrong? It's bad for America? It's good? It would put us in the wrong path. What's that? What's that area? What are those policy areas where you really think there is that divide?
I think that there are a couple of. There's a brand new mooch on the scene. There's mooch AOC. There's mooch Bernie, and there's mooch Tom Hartman. All they do is mooch. All they do is beg. They want money in their pocket, and they want to promise everything, and they deliver nothing.
So no, but what's the? I hear the attacks you're making. I hear the attacks you're making. If that's what you want to do, but it's not a very interesting conversation.
And
I hear the attacks you're making, but if that's all we do, it's not going to be a very interesting conversation. Neither of us are going to learn from another. Nobody else is going to enjoy it or learn anything either. The question I asked you, what's a policy area, other than just name calling, what's a policy area that you think the people that you call progressive or that you call socialist, and those are different things, but I think you mean them the same, what's the policy area that you disagree with?
Well, for one, I think that Sanders has destroyed the Democratic Party.
Give me a policy area, not an attack on somebody. Give me a policy area. What's an idea? Here's the thing.
How about undermining Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, on day one by Sanders when it delivered protection against pre-existing conditions. How about that first start?
So the policy here is you think that Obamacare should be stronger rather than weaker, and there should be protections for pre-existing conditions. Is that what you think?
Yeah,
I agree. Okay. We agree super strongly on that. Give me another policy area, not an attack on, because part of my frustration, I think we actually share this, is, I mean, my view of how you build an anti-democracy movement and how you fight an anti-democracy movement, how you build a pro-democracy movement, is less about figuring out whether you should move more left or more right and more about how you move it forward. And by the way, Andrew Young...
How about we check in with reality?
I'll take reality, but give me another policy area. Setting aside the anger, setting aside the frustration of the people within a pro-democracy coalition that make you grumpy, what's another policy area that you think you disagree with the people that you're mad at? What's a policy area?
The policy is begging for everything in the world.
No. Give me a not a generalized attack. It's not very interesting, and it's not very precise, and it's not fun either. What is a policy area?
What about the way Tom Hartman speaks about women? What about the way progressives
What? I'm asking, not attacking folks. What's a policy here? So I think I heard you say is that women should be respected, that they should have real rights, that they should be able to fully participate in the economy, fully participate in democracy, able to wield power, be respected as they do that and treated well. Is that roughly speaking, you can expand on that or do it better than I did, but is that roughly your view?
Yeah, I think that's all given. But
all right. We agree 100% on that one. We 100%, man. 100%. Give me another one. Give me another area, a policy area.
What I'm talking about is I mentioned reality. But Gandhi's not in. No, Gandhi has no touch with reality. Nor does Hartman.
I hear the attacks. Because you said you don't like the rift between progressives and moderates. I agree with you. I don't either. I think it's one of the ways that oligarchs win. Well, hold on. Let me respond to this. Let me say this real quick. And one of the ways we expand a rift is by calling each other names. One of the ways we expand attacks is by focusing on attacks and say, well, you're dumb. No, you're dumber. Well, you did this dumb thing. No, you did this dumber thing. Well, your whole approach, everything is stupid. Your whole approach. And I didn't learn anything. And by the way, the only thing about happened with any rift in that interchange is it got wider. So I'm trying to find the places of either agreement or disagreement around actually what we believe in. Not approach, not labels, but believe in. What's a policy area where you disagree?
Here's a place, Jefferson. How about sabotage?
A policy area.
How about the progressives sticking their whole set of knives in the backs of Hillary Clinton or Kamala Harris? How about sabotage?
Infighting itself, where I think we would agree, is that infighting for its own objective, infighting because you think you're pure or infighting because you think you're smarter, t- tends to be bad. I think we need a movement that attracts more people rather than tries to figure out who's the smartest among us. I agree with that very, very strongly. Because, and I'm going to give you one more. Another, we've got two, but so far the two you've mentioned we're 100% in alignment on. I want to find a third, not just who's in charge, not just who made who grumpy, but policy area where you think there's an important disagreement between, using your terms, moderates and progressives. What's a policy area where you think the progressives are really wrong?
Well, I'll tell you, how about we start with Israel and Gaza? How about we start with
how about we start with
the Holocaust? How about we start with Ilhan Omar Rashida Tlaib?
If we think that the Holocaust was a crime against humanity, you and I are in full agreement. I'm not sure your views on Gaza, but if you stand with Trump, that's one view. If you don't, I actually think there's much more agreement on even that among moderates, progressives, than people who are doing the infighting thing. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My point, I genuinely think that self-described pro-democracy moderates and self-described pro-democracy progressives have way more in common than they're willing to acknowledge.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer's never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
What do you trust? Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for we working guys. I should say us working guys. Us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over orders before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered to mandelic acid. Get it? Mando. Clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over. Leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go. See why guys are loving it. It's not for you. They'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site on your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus shipping, always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code THOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. And we're back. If we want to build a pro-democracy majority and supermajority, what would that take? How should we treat one another? That's an interesting question to me. Let's go to Jessica in Chicago. You're on the air, Jessica.
Hi, Jefferson. Thank you for being there. I missed out in the beginning getting my call through right away.
Sure.
And thing is, I want to talk about the big, I'll call it the ugly big bill, because my husband's actually a doctor, and they want to cut $1 trillion dollars from Medicaid. They want to cut people to who will lose their health care. It's like over 11 million. And that's in 41 states they're messing with us. And the thing is, they're willing to spend $170 billion on immigration detainment centers. So talk about a police state. That's what their interest is. And the thing is, my husband has always been so kind and generous. People can't afford their health. They can't afford Medicare. He has done procedures and things for free for them. One woman had got coma so severely, he made sure she got the medicines. He didn't charge because, you know, sometimes you can get samples. And he never charged her for an appointment. And she was so sweet. She would bring him homemade Mexican food because she felt so guilty. And these people, I don't understand. So I have called every doctor that's on the Senate and Congress. And the one amazing thing, I called to Tom Tillis early, so I don't know if I even changed his mind or not. But I said exactly the same thing. You're going to destroy doctors. You're going to destroy hospitals. That is a main source of their revenue.
That's good. Those are smart calls to make.
Oh, I made them. I did Paul Rand, too, but, you know, he had golf with Trump, so who knows what the heck. Yeah. I called the women, Collins and Murkowski,
yeah.
And I pleaded to them for kindness and for What are you doing? This is the opposite. They want to imprison people. They want to torture them. They're probably going to have them all work in the fields for free. And and the thing is, they don't. These people, what are they going to do when they're off this? How are they going to get food? If they rob, they'll go in an entertainment center and be a slave for life. They're changing our whole country. And who the heck would ever want to come to this country?
I appreciate the call, Jessica. Finish your point if I didn't give you a chance.
There's so many points.
Make sure you make your most important one. And I think you have. And I'm going to try to say it. And you can disagree with me if I'm getting it wrong. But what you're concerned about is the destruction of compassion within our politics. And who is and where is love and where is compassion within our policy choices? Is that a fair summary?
Yes, but no one in their right mind will come to this country.
Well, there's still lots of people who want to come to this country.
What?
There's still a lot of people who want to come to this country. So I'm with you on the compassion thing, but I do
want to... It is so scary to me. Even Americans are imprisoned at this point.
I agree with that.
It takes forever for a falsely accused person to get out of there.
Yeah.
This is insane.
I appreciate the call. Let's go straight to Ben from Aloha, Oregon. Ben, you're on the air.
Jefferson, my friend. Honest to God, I've been trying to get in touch with you.
How you doing, man?
I've misplaced your phone number in my little notebook, and I lost a lot of numbers there. But anyhow, Jeff, I'm so glad you're here this morning, and I want to thank you because I was going to say you changed my life, but you didn't change my life. You gave me the opportunity to do some good things and meet some good people over quite a few years. Yeah, I never would have done some of those things or met some of those people without volunteering to drive the bus project bus.
Can I introduce you to people on the air?
Sure.
All right. When I took the call, I didn't know it was you. This is Ben Fain. I'm going to get emotional. Ben Fain was the uncle, still is the uncle, of a volunteer on the bus project. When we bought a bus, registered voters and knocked on doors for, by the way, mostly moderate candidates because they were in swing district in the legislature so that we could create a Democratic legislature that ended up passing a bunch of progressive stuff. That's how politics works. I'll say more about Ben after this. But Ben was a lifelong union member and a retired bus driver. He ended up driving that bus dozens and dozens of times for $0. And then after that, started organizing a peace village on the side of the road, which kept hope alive for a lot of people when we were invading Iraq. And Ben Fain, you inspire me every single day.
Oh my God.
I love you, man. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Be like Ben Fain. If we had more people like Ben Fain, the world would be a better place.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Jay Matt Mayer and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, breaking down more decisions from Wisconsin Supreme Court with Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Don't miss it.
Matt Mayer on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three people have been hospitalized and one has died in Wisconsin from a rare tick-borne virus. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The State Department of Health Services recommends you get tested for the Powassan virus, which is transmitted through an infective deer tick. It's the same tick that spreads Lyme disease and several other illnesses. Powassan virus can lead to a mild illness or neurological disease. Some symptoms include fever, headache, vomiting, and weakness. While the virus is rare, Wisconsin reported 12 cases last year, the second highest number in the U.S. behind Minnesota. You can prevent tick bites by wearing repellent, long-sleeve clothing, and tucking your pants into your socks.
Wisconsin's flags are being lowered to half-staff today in honor of fallen Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. Governor Tony Evers issued the order as the community mourns Officer Corder, who was shot in the line of duty last week. Corder and his partner responded to a shots fired call. While Corder lost his life, his partner is expected to recover. The suspected shooter, 22-year-old Tremaine Jones, is in custody and faces likely homicide charges. In his statement, Governor Evers expressed his condolences, calling Corder a dedicated public servant whose loss will be felt throughout Milwaukee and the state. Some local students are trying to figure out how AI can change everything. Microsoft and UW-Milwaukee have officially opened a new $3 million AI lab aimed at connecting local manufacturers with the latest automation technology. The lab unites UW-Milwaukee's Connected Systems Institute with Titletown Tech to help Wisconsin businesses develop AI-driven automation. The partnership is expected to boost both innovation and competitiveness for manufacturers across the state. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 83. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk Action Wisconsin and film incentives with Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming. And Kurt Newman of the legendary Bodine's joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them. Drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. Respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to this breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, boost hair fullness, feel real results in as little as 14 days. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/THOM. With over 5 million jars sold, over 8 million five-star reviews, and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, now. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging. We are back. So just before the break, somebody named Ben called in. It turns out I know Ben. And I told a short version, a micro version of how I met him. So over 20 years ago now, holy mackerel, there's a group of people, young people, in Oregon, frustrated by several things. One was the disengagement of our generation. Another one was a divide between urban and rural America, and certainly urban and rural Oregon. A lack of an insufficient focus on grassroots politics and too much just money dominating everything. And a double-barreled right-wing legislature, not old-school Tom McCall, not old-school Mark Hatfield Republicans, but a double-barreled right-wing legislature that dominated the state and had for a better part of a decade. Excuse me, well over a decade. One of them, almost two. One chamber. And so we bought a bus. And our idea was to fill that bus with young people of all ages and take it to the closest legislative districts there were and knock on doors. And we started getting people interested in this idea through these listening campuses, register voters, persuade folks, help the campaigns that were smaller budget campaigns, state legislative campaigns, because we looked at the map and we said, wow, there was only 2,000 vote difference. I think it's 2,400 votes, as I recall. 2,400 votes different in the entire Oregon House if you added up the seats. And if you just flip 1,200 votes, it would go from 35-25 Republican to Democrat to 31-29 Democrat to Republican. You could flip the Oregon legislature. This was our idea. And you could do that with, we had to raise money. We had to do a lot of work. It was much more work than we ever thought it was. We made mistakes. It was really hard. It ended up being a focus, more of a focus of my life than I ever imagined it being. We started getting some momentum. Somebody told us, we talked to the high-ranking political operative who told us volunteerism was dead. We didn't think it was dead. Just need a little, maybe need an ambulance, maybe a bus. So we bought that bus. And then we had a problem. Somebody had to drive it. Now, to drive a bus that can fit 47 passengers plus the driver, and yes, that number 47 has been on my mind, you have to have a commercial driver's license. But not only that, you have to have insurance. And in order to get the insurance, not only do you have to have what's called a CDL, a commercial driver's license, you have to have had it for 2 years. And if we were going to do that, that means we would not even have the ability to drive our bus until after the election. But luckily, our friend Aaron had an uncle. I don't know how Aaron's uncle characterized his politics in the year 2001 and 2002. I was afraid to ask. The only thing I knew was Aaron said, I think my Uncle Ben would be willing to drive the bus. I'm going to get emotional. And he was. And he drove it every damn Saturday. And we didn't have any money to pay him.
And he did his volunteer every damn Saturday. And I saw what it did. And because of him, not just because of him, but absolutely couldn't have happened but for him, young people of all ages knocked on over a few elections, over 100,000 doors. In fact, I think we're close to 70,000, probably closer to 60,000, that very first election. We got over 100,000 after the second one. After those two, we helped turn the Oregon Senate. We weren't the biggest thing happening, but we were the biggest volunteer thing happening by far on the doorsteps with all kinds of allies, organizational, individual allies. And then that third election, this time aided by a national tide, which we didn't have going for us the two previously, helped turn the House. A guy named Jeff Merkley, instead of being minority leader of the House, ended up becoming Speaker of the House. And after that, was able to run for the U.S. Senate. He's one of the finest people I know. We never knocked on a single door for Jeff Merkley, but he ended up being one of the better beneficiaries of what we did, I suspect. None of it would have happened without Ben Fain. Ben called today, and I'll stop talking so I can hear from him. And Ben, I want to ask you a question that I didn't have the courage to ask you 20 years ago, but I ask you to answer honestly. How would you have characterized your own politics 20 years ago? And if you'd rather say something else other than that or challenge any parts of my story, go ahead.
No, but first of all, I would like to say that I need to get hold of Reyna Lopez and Ronna Epting.
Okay.
And I've misplaced all my phone numbers. Can you get me in touch with those two people?
I suspect there's someone on this national radio television program who can find us those people. Yes, and I think I can. But go ahead, Ben.
Okay. I had voted most of my life, all of my life, a Democrat. And I also belonged to a union. My dad got me on as a temporary on a bricklayer's permit in Aberdeen, Washington at a paper mill. And that's where I started. But I joined several unions and associations after that. And I joined the Amalgamated Transit Union in when I started at TriMet in 75. So I'm right at 50 years belonging to that. And that's influenced a lot of my life. But I was not really active because I had been working. And I got active when I got on a bus. And I became so inspired by those young people. And yes, we changed the state of Oregon in 2006, I think it was, Jeff. Dick Scouten mentioned at a Wesco Dems fundraiser that the Washington County and the state of Oregon went from red to blue at that time. And I had grown up in Washington County. I knew what things were. And I had been able to stay active, and a lot of that, I'm fortunate. I have health care, and I have a guaranteed pension, and I have Social Security, and Social Security is one of the things I wanted to say, but it's low, so feel free to jump in here. We need health care for all in this country, not just health care, but mental, dental, vision, and hearing. And there are a lot of people besides old people like me that get Social Security benefits. And we all know someone who's on Social Security. And it's got to be split between Republicans and Democrats. There's no asking me what your politics are when you go in there, I believe, if I recall right. But, Jeff, I really appreciate you being on here. And today, you got me motivated again, bud. I won't be 87 until October, but as long as I can.
Well, thanks, man. I'd love to have you on again. There's other callers waiting, and selfishly, I could talk to you the rest of the time, but I don't want to. I want to give them a chance too. But I can't thank you again. I thank you for the rest of my life and well after. I'm hoping you lived at least 100, but I will be thanking you even after that. There's so many people who don't even know. I mean, there's bills that pass all the time that they might not have passed, but for the work you did. And I will never be able to thank you enough. You played it, and we're having this, I think, false debate. Right? Because I think about you. You were a labor union member who was active enough in your union, but not, as you said, particularly active because you were working. And then I'm not making it up. You led the, after all the stuff we just talked, what year did you start the peace vigils? Was that 2008?
It was 2005, actually.
2005, forgive me.
Tom Hartman let me on the show every Wednesday and Thursday.
To talk about the peace vigils.
Yes.
When it was a local show, when he was doing the local show.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, KPOJ.
Exactly.
I am on the streets again, Jeff, with Social Security here in Beaverton.
Nice.
And I need to talk to Rena and Rana.
We can follow up. Anybody wants to tweet out their numbers? No, don't do that. But we'll follow up. And, man, I love you, man. Thank you so much for calling. We'll be right back after this break.
Love you too, Jeff. Tell Katie hello.
I will. Be well. Cheers. We'll be right back, folks. What I watched with Ben was a person who got engaged to help and then kept getting engaged. That I saw, we didn't have a litmus test where you had to agree with us on every single thing. You just had to help turn our state to a more pro-democracy direction. And a lot of people got even more motivated after that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back. Speed round with your call. Try to get through as many as we can. We all cooperate.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Distinguished television journalist Bill Moyers died June 26th at age 91. In his long career, he earned 30 Emmy Awards, served as President Lyndon Johnson's press secretary, and was a stalwart voice for democracy and democracy reform. On Being a Reporter, Moyers told a Chautauqua Institution audience in 2016, "I was hooked, and in one way or another, I've continued to engage the issues of money and power, equality and democracy over a lifetime spent at the intersection between politics and journalism." From 1964 to 1967, he served as Johnson's press secretary during the passage of the Civil Rights Act and Voting Rights Act. He was instrumental in the creation of public broadcasting, where he later reported for almost a decade. He wrote scores of commentaries for CBS and NBC and produced 70 documentaries for PBS. Democracy and democracy reform appears frequently in Moyers' work, including his Moyers on Democracy podcast and a companion book of speeches. When Moyers retired in 2017, he wrote, please remain vigilant and engaged as citizens in the civic and political life of your community and our country. Democracy is fragile, and no one can say with certainty that it can withstand the manifold risks to which it is now exposed. We've linked to his farewell essay and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
All right, tell us the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Many beauty potions? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum, delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom.
It's good.
All right, we got speed round and then the big finish. Let us go very quickly to Robin from Kingston, Washington. Robin, you are on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Thanks for letting me in. I'm going to go really as fast as I can to let other people's go. My position today is that the left has been and it remains misguided as to whose minds need changing in this country. The misguidance is that we need to change the right third to make progress. But it's more accurate, more effective, and more efficient to converse with the middle third. Whom are the persuadable voters? There's an old saying that I'm repeating again. If one argues long enough with a fool, an innocent bystander will soon not know which one is the fool. So I'm asking the people on the left, stop wasting your time, emotions, and your best arguments on the hard right. And in closing, there was a nice comment about concerns about the left moving to the middle. We do not need to move to the middle at all. We need to have good conversations with those in the middle. They will join us. And we are being misguided even by many old farts in the left and traditionalists to say, oh, no, you gotta change the minds of the unchangeable. So really, that's all I've got to say. And I've been at you on this for 8 years now. So
well,
here you go.
Robin, you spit wisdom. I appreciate it a lot. And it overlaps with the thing we said earlier on this very episode of this program, which is spending less energy fighting between the left and the middle and instead move the middle to us. And by us, I mean people pro-democracy, pro-social, pro-healthcare, etc. The Ben Faines of the world can become wonderful activists. Jill from Princeton, I think Minnesota, you're on the air. We got like 30 seconds.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm a Debbie Downer, letting the people know that the Pentagon and Trump of shutdown satellites that will affect the hurricane meteorologists trying to determine when and where and how fast the hurricanes will be going, starting today.
Well, I appreciate
it. Maybe that's a discussion. Maybe that's a discussion for the listeners tomorrow. It affects millions and millions of people.
This is one of the ways, in fact, even to Robin's call, how do we speak to the broader body politic and say, and not say you're wrong, right? I also like what he had to say about having a useful conversation, having good conversations. And one of those conversations, how we make sure we don't tear down America. And meteorological satellites and healthcare research are just two of the examples. Bobby from Columbia, South Carolina, you are on the air.
Yeah, hi. Well, you're doing a really great job.
Thanks, man.
Because of your time limits right now, I'm going to omit the majority of what I wanted to comment on. But I had two basic points or questions. One, I don't know or was wondering if you had seen Bernie Sanders. He was on Joe Rogan last week, I guess, and it was really disappointing. I mean, I know Rogan is a Trumper, and but I figured with Bernie, he would be able to do a better job. He really didn't, and I was really shocked.
I want to respond to that. Are you disappointed? Because I have one other call that I'm going to try to give 20 seconds to. Were you disappointed that he went on the show, or disappointed in his performance, or both?
No, I was not disappointed he went on the show. I was glad. I was disappointed in his performance.
All right.
I just wanted to comment quickly on is when you and a lot of people say, you know, call your congressman, call your senators. I live in South Carolina, and I'm just wondering, I got to tell you, I think that it's discouraging to me. It's a waste of time. My senators,
I don't think it's a waste of time. I got 20 seconds for Stephen. I don't think it's a waste of time, but I did give you my plug of my favorite thing, which is working where you can advance an objective. Stephen, you literally have like 20 seconds.
Yeah, Amy Coney Barrett's procedural decision denies everybody else equal justice. How can they just pick one person who comes to the court and rule on it and deny everybody else justice?
Yeah, well, that's a good topic also for tomorrow. Stephen, thank you so much. Thanks for the call out in. Is it Pataskala? I think it's Pataskala. What I want to do right now is say thanks to everybody for being a part of this community, for being patient as we work through some tricky stuff, as we try to build and strengthen a pro-democracy coalition, as we try to communicate and have useful conversations, as we try to strengthen this community. As I've said before, you're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, understanding if we work together, we're way stronger than if we work apart. And you are priceless. Definition of priceless: worth a lot, not for sale. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to Ben Fain. Be like Ben. Get on the bus. Let's help make this country a little bit better. Gotten a lot worse. I'll be with you tomorrow. 4th of July is coming. Thanks, everybody. The people who put on this show, put up with me, and manage all the technical things of this show so it can actually function. We appreciate you too. Be back.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll
will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800. 800-
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief. Senators on Capitol Hill today are considering proposed amendments to President Trump's tax and spending bill. The Republicans have an eye on the calendars. The president's deadline of July 4th nears. CBS's Nicole Killian.
This is really an opportunity to work through a number of different amendments to the bill. Oftentimes, Democrats will use this as an opportunity to message against the bill.
The jury in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs began deliberating today. Our Katrina Kaufman is covering.
All of these weeks of testimony, 34 witnesses, they are going to be deciding whether they ultimately think that Sean Combs is guilty of these crimes.
The Justice Department has announced what it's calling the largest healthcare fraud takedown in history. The FBI's Christopher Delgado.
Over $14 billion in alleged fraud was billed to Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance program.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher today. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.